Howdy, folks. I saw a Western movie the other night that must have been directed by an Indian. The cavalry didn't arrive in time. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time again, and tomorrow starts July, and that period of the year that folks call dog days, which have nothing whatever to do with dogs. Oh, you hear some folks say you got to be careful during dog days because that's when dogs bite. If you give a dog a hard time, he's going to bite. And he doesn't care if it's the 4th of July or New Year's Eve, I'll tell you. If you got to worry about dog days, worry about the star named Sirius. That's one they call the dog star. That's where we get the expression dog days, you know. What happens is that from early July to about August 10th, the dog star rises with the sun. And the Romans, back in the old days, they believed that the heat of the star and the sun made those days hotter. So they called this particular time of year dog days. Whatever we call this time of year, it's hot. It's a time to take things easy, especially our meals. You know, it's a shame to spoil a good home-cooked meal with all that shovel it in, swallow it down, glup, glup. I don't know. Of course, sometimes you have to hurry. So help make it up to yourself by chewing healthful double mint gum, will you? The natural, long-lasting chewing is a very pleasant aid to digestion. It helps offset the rush and hurry. In fact, it's a good idea to chew double mint after every meal just to give your stomach a little breather. You try it. Healthful double mint chewing gum. I think our first tune today is from Marion Morgan. Is that right, Marion?
Yes, Pat. It's Japanese Sandman.
Here's the Japanese Sandman sneaking on with the dew. Just an old second-hand man, he'll buy an old day from you. He will take every sorrow of the day that is through, and he'll give you tomorrow just to start life anew. Then you'll be a bit older in the dawn when you wake, and you'll be a bit bolder with the new day you make. Here's the Japanese Sandman, trading silver for gold. Just an old second-hand man, trading new days for old.
Thank you, Marion. You know, this past spring was very sad for me. Gastronomically speaking, that is. Yeah, I didn't even get to eat even one piece of rhubarb pie. I declare, I don't know what's come over everybody nowadays. They just don't they don't bother about some of those wonderful dishes we used to have at home when we were kids. Take rhubarb pie. Oh, you know what they do now, don't you? They mix a dab of rhubarb with some strawberries, and they make what they call strawberry rhubarb. They act like rhubarb isn't good enough to go pieing by itself. It's It's got to be chaperoned into your stomach by strawberries. As a matter of fact, I think strawberries, I think, go best in shortcake. Now, take gooseberries. That's pie filling. Oh, I haven't seen a gooseberry pie in years, you know. I'll say this. When folks were eating rhubarb pies and gooseberry pies, there was no such thing around as a psychiatrist. You know? Oh, these pies kept a man in shape. My stomach gets itchy just remembering them, you know. Now the Buttram Symphony dips into their musical menagerie, and they come up with a very unlikely pair. The Cat and Dog Polka. The Cat and Dog Polka Fight, won by a cat from Sweden, I think he was. It was conducted by Frank Worth, the conductor. They used to have those on railroads, too, I guess. Still do. There's an old railroad poem, Asleep at the Switch, you know. I kind of sometimes I wish I had a modern version called Asleep at the Wheel. I'd recite it for those drowsy 4th of July drivers that like to go dreaming down the highway, you know. Oh, boy. That's no place for a snooze, folks, I'll tell you. Now, you do it different. You chew gum while you drive. That helps perk you up and keep you alert. Now, chew any brand of gum you please, but naturally I favor refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. The best. But I won't press the point. I mean, what's important is the zestful chewing helps keep you bright and fresh for safer driving. So you chew some kind of chewing gum. And give yourself and your family an extra safety advantage on holiday roads, will you? And now it's Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is about songs. And the reason I pick songs to buttramize about today is because of all the complaining by us grown-ups about the kind of songs our young folks today are singing. Rock and roll and the beatnik stuff and all. You can't even call the stuff music and keep a straight face, but what songs were our grandparents and their parents singing when they were kids? You take about the the time of the Columbian Exposition in Chicago in the mid-90s. The young kids were going around singing, "Daddy wouldn't buy me a Bow Wow." Now, you see what I mean? Daddy was a cheapskate. And the girls, they were singing one called, "My Sweetheart's the Man in the Moon." Probably nobody down here would take her out, so she tried to brush it off, claiming her boyfriend was up there in the moon. I don't know. Pretty far-fetched. Then there's one, "I Don't Want to Play in Your Yard." That's the kind of kids they were, unfriendly little. Then there's another one that was real doozy, "Put Me Off at Buffalo." I think they had to put you off at Buffalo. That was the end of the line back then. Huh? I don't know. Maybe today's songs are no bargain, but yesterday's closet had some pretty rattly old musical skeletons of its own. So you might say the moral is, people who live in glass player pianos should never throw whole notes at jukeboxes. That's our buttram bonus for today. And, Jack, what's the quartet song for today?
Well, we've gone back even farther than you, Pat, back to 1823 for one of the greatest songs of them all, Home Sweet Home.
Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the sky seems to hallow us there, which ne'er in the world can be met with elsewhere. Home, home, sweet, sweet. No place like home. There is no place
like home.
There is no place like home.
Oh, you're right, Jack. Beautiful songs never die, you know. You never tire of good things. They're standards that grow in favor year by year. It's like that with Double Mint chewing gum. It's so satisfying, just as delicious and refreshing each time you enjoy it, you know. There's no better chewing gum made, no finer chewing enjoyment, and the cost is so low. So chew Double Mint often. You'll enjoy its delicious, long-lasting flavor. And you'll enjoy the refreshing lift. That's delicious Double Mint. Well, I'm Pat Buttram, and they say one should always drink water before a meal. But that's no reason for a restaurant to call it soup, you know. Goodbye now.